In the summer of 1958, the great gospel singer Mahalia Jackson put her signature on one of the most beloved American hymns, His Eye is on the Sparrow. In July, she performed it before an ecstatic audience at the Newport Jazz Festival. A month later, she made a studio recording of the song. Mahalia Jackson's version of His Eye is on the Sparrow is one of the NPR 100, our list of the most important American musical works of the 20th century. Deborah Williams reports.
His Eye is on the Sparrow has a simple melody, no exaggerated crescendos or theatrical flourishes. It's a song that relies completely on the clarity of its verses and the dignity of the performer.
Why should I feel discouraged? In why should the
It opens with a rhetorical question.
Irene Jackson Brown is an ethnomusicologist.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should I feel in pain? Why should I feel lonely when clouds arise, when I have trouble, and when I long for heaven and home? Now, these are metaphors for safety and comfort. I mean, the question is answered quietly and with economy of text.
You know His eye, it is on the little old sparrow, and I know He cares for you.
His Eye is on the Sparrow, a song closely associated with the African-American experience, was written by two whites, composer Charles Hutchinson Gabriel and lyricist Sevilla Durfee Martin. Not much is known about Martin. She was born in Nova Scotia in 1866 and lived most of her life in Atlanta. Apparently, she was inspired to write His Eye is on the Sparrow after visiting a sick friend. She mailed the lyrics to Gabriel, who worked for a gospel music publisher in Chicago. Before His Eye is on the Sparrow reached Mahalia Jackson, it found a voice in actress and singer Ethel Waters. In the 1950s, Waters appeared in several films intended for a mainstream audience, making her one of the few black performers to have crossover appeal. In 1953, she played a cook in the movie A Member of the Wedding. In a scene-stealing performance, Waters sang His Eye is on the Sparrow.
Why should I feel discouraged? Why should the shadows come? Why should my heart be lonely away from heaven and home?
For Ethel Waters was among the singers Mahalia Jackson admired, and a song like His Eye is on the Sparrow, with this message that God looks after even the smallest of creatures, must have spoken to her. Jackson's early life was hard. She was born in New Orleans in 1911, orphaned at age 5, migrated to Chicago at 16, scrubbed floors and cooked for a living.
The question I'm going to ask Mahalia is, how far back does your memory go? I mean, when did you first hear, or where did you first hear gospel music?
Well, in the church, in a little church down in Louisiana, down in New Orleans. We used to sing gospel songs there. And an old man on the riverfront used to teach me songs. And that's how I started to singing gospel songs, spirituals and folk songs.
Well, in a way, spirituals are.
In 1954, Mahalia Jackson and her longtime accompanist, Mildred Falls, hosted a nationally syndicated radio show with writer Studs Terkel. They called it His Eyes on the Sparrow.
No one sang it like Mahalia. And we needed a theme song. And at the time, she and Mildred hadn't decided which song to use as a theme. The first couple of weeks, I think they had Move On Up a Little Higher. I forget which it was, or, but it wasn't right. And finally, she decided, His Eyes on the Sparrow.
For his eyes is on the little sparrow, and I know he watches me.
Of course, when you hear Mahalia sing that number, you know, I was about to say, this is our song. It's everybody's song as Mahalia sings it, and there's no need to tell you about Mahalia's mastery of the spiritual.
By the late 1950s, Mahalia Jackson was well established as the gospel queen. Her record, Move On Up a Little Higher, had sold more than 1 million copies. She became the first official soloist of the National Baptist Convention and performed on stages throughout the world. With Mahalia Jackson, every moan counted, every breath, every pause, every phrase.
I'm gonna move up a little higher, gonna meet old man Daniel, gonna move up a little higher, gonna meet the Hebrew children, gonna move on up a little higher.
In 1956, Jackson became one of the first gospel singers to perform at the Newport Jazz Festival. Festival producer George Wein.
There was, you know, a predominantly white audience that got to appreciate her in a way she'd never been appreciated. She literally had a voice of an angel.
In 1958, at Mahalia Jackson's request, the Newport Jazz Festival devoted an entire evening to gospel music. Under a midnight sky, Jackson's clear contralto moved an audience of music lovers to forget jazz that night and cleave to the power and spirit of gospel.
And I remember also that evening she did a song, I think, Didn't Rain, Children, and just started to rain when she started to sing that song. It was unearthly. It was just beautiful.
Didn't it, oh, my Lord, didn't it rain?
Jackson did three encores that night. Joshua fit the Battle of Jericho, Jesus Met the Woman at the Well, and for her final number, His Eye is on the Sparrow.
I sing because I'm happy. Oh, yes, I sing.
Mahalia Jackson reached millions of people with her singing in concert performances and in radio and television appearances. She sang for dignitaries, Presidents Eisenhower and Kennedy, and India's Prime Minister Indira Gandhi. Jackson was sassy and outspoken. She wasn't afraid to use her status as a gospel star to speak out on civil rights. In 1963, she told Studs Terkel that just as her faith helped her get through life, she believed it could help others.
When our Savior came, now he didn't come down here just to tell people to believe on him. He fed, he healed the sick, and he healed the blind, and he raised the dead. He did things for people. So salvation and the Word of God can do things for you. It can open doors for you. And I know it can start. Look what it's done for me. And my people, we're coming along, but my God, we're coming along so slow till we're choking.
The Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. said, Mahalia had a voice that came once in a millennium. She didn't just sing the song, it was her story. His Eyes on the Sparrow has been recorded by such contemporary artists as Denise Williams, Lauryn Hill, and Kirk Franklin. But most critics agree that this song, a song that's known to bring an entire congregation to its knees, belongs to Mahalia Jackson. For NPR News, I'm Deborah Williams.
I know he's watching over you and me.